what we know is that as we are covering all of East Kent, Kent is basically the gateway to Great Britain, and it's where many asylum seekers and refugees turn up looking for a place of security. So we know that there are already some fantastic organisations doing some amazing work, and included in that are our partners CRAN and Migrant Help, who we've been working with for a number of years. And what we didn't want to do was reinvent the wheel. We know that there's huge goodwill across Kent and that people do want to make a difference. But also, this is not a new issue. Refugees seeking asylum is not a new issue for Britain or any other part of Europe. And there are people who've been doing this work for a long time and who know how to do it well. So we wanted to create a response that worked with the experts, that took their advice and respected what they needed to do, but also helped to resource and support them rather than us trying to reinvent the wheel.
Sure. And Anna, you spoke about the prize, £60,000. It is a huge amount of money that people have put together. Do you think it's a case of people wanting to help, but they're not quite sure how to donate and what to spend the money on?
I think that's precisely it. It's lovely that people want to knit jumpers and want to send resources and want to take car boot loads over to France to give things to people, because that's an expression of absolute care and generosity. But what we want to do is say, actually, if you give money, what you can do is ensure that there is something properly invested in that might have a longer term impact, and that we can actually give that over to the experts to know how to use it.